Assisi, Italy, 1194 AD. A girl born to a noble family is destined to be a great light, a source of illumination to many. Pressured by her family towards an unwanted early marriage, this independent young woman fights to live out another, higher vocation. This is the story of Clara of Assisi.
The Saints: Adventures of Faith and Courage. Clara of Assisi, Episode 1, Finding Francesco. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Chiara di Favarone di Offreduccio di Bernardino, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations, Lady Ortolana and Lord Favarone. Your daughter Chiara is now a child of God.
The Lord gave me her name, Father. I was praying in front of a crucifix for a safe delivery when I heard him say quite clearly, "Do not be afraid, Ortolana. Your child will be a great light, a source of illumination for many people yet unborn."
And so we named her Chiara, which means light.
May the Lord's words come to fruition.
Chiara! Chiara, where are you? Giovanni, have you seen her?
Sì, Lady Ortolana. Lady Chiara went out into the piazza.
How long ago?
10 or 15 minutes.
Grazie, Giovanni. Chiara, there you are.
Ciao, Mama.
I've been looking all over for you. What have you been doing out here?
I looked down at the piazza from our window and there was a poor man lying next to the cathedral. He looked so hungry and no one was helping him, so I took him food.
That was very kind, Chiara. Helping the poor is our calling as Christians. I just didn't know where you were.
I'm sorry, Mama.
If you want to go out, please take your sister Katarina with you.
But I'm a young woman now. Can't I go about on my own?
Yes, you're a young woman. And a very beautiful one. Which is exactly why I don't want you going out alone.
Next time I'll ask Katarina to come with me.
Good. Now it's time to come inside and put on your best gown.
Why? Are we going somewhere?
Don't you remember? Lord Ranieri is coming to pay you a visit.
I forgot. I don't want to see him.
He likes you very much, Chiara.
But I don't want to marry him.
It's your father's dearest wish to see you happily married.
To Lord Ranieri? No, definitely not. Actually, I don't want to marry anyone. I want to go on a pilgrimage like you did when you were my age. You and Aunt Pacifica.
I wish you could do that too, dearest. But right now I want you to stay close to home.
Because of Papa?
Well, yes.
He's not getting any better, is he?
No.
Do you think he's going to die?
Let's just keep praying.
I pray for him constantly.
You're not wearing that hair shirt, are you? Under your clothes?
Well,
I told you to stop.
It's suffering with Christ, Mama.
You don't need that kind of severe penance. And I noticed you didn't eat your breakfast this morning.
I wasn't hungry.
Fasting is good, but not too much. I want you properly nourished.
Si, Mama.
There you are, Chiara.
She was out in the piazza, Katarina, giving food to an old man.
Again?
There are so many who need it.
However, next time she'll take you along.
Oh, yes. I want to feed the poor, too.
My devout daughters. I must have done something right.
We just follow your example.
Now I must check on your father. Katerina, it's time for you to practice your embroidery.
Yes, Mama.
And Chiara?
I'll put on my best gown.
You know why I've come, Chiara.
Yes, Lord Anieri. However, as I've said before, I'm not interested in marrying you, or anyone.
But your father said that perhaps you'd change...
My father has been ill for weeks. After your last visit, I told him where my heart lies. He simply doesn't understand, or doesn't want to.
I'm sorry to hear he's been ill. Hopefully he'll be well again soon.
I hope so too. Lord Anieri, you're a good man. I can see that. Why don't you think about devoting yourself to works of charity, such as helping the poor? There are so many here in Assisi who could use your assistance, both financial and physical. This is how I would like to spend my time, helping others.
If we were married, Chiara, we could do that together.
I would bankrupt you within a week. Already I intend to sell my dowry.
What?
I don't need the money, and so many others do.
Then there's no hope for me. For us?
There's a great deal of hope if we follow what God wants of us. But if we don't, then no, there is no hope. I know that God wants to use me for his purpose, which does not include marriage to you or to any other man.
I see.
I don't want to be unkind.
No, of course not. But I am disappointed. I have loved you for a very long time, Chiara.
And I love you as a brother in Christ. Please, Lord Anieri, think about giving up all worldly pursuits and following him. That's my heart's desire for you, as it is for me.
I won't keep you any longer. It's clear your mind is made up.
It is. May you find what God wants of you, Lord Anieri.
And you as well. Godspeed, and farewell, Chiara.
May he rest in peace. Amen.
Ortolana, I'm so sorry. My brother was a good man who loved you very much. He was a strong and devoted husband.
Grazie, Malnado. I will miss him every day.
I want you to know that I'm prepared to help you and the girls.
I appreciate that, Monaldo.
Give me a hug, Chiara. And you too, Katerina. And Beatrice. I am not your father, but I hope you'll think of me as one.
Grazie, Uncle Monaldo.
Grazie, Uncle Monaldo.
Beatrice is too shy to speak right now, but I know she thanks you too, Monaldo.
I understand. Chiara, we'll be talking together soon about your wedding plans.
But I'm not going to...
An alliance with the Ranieris is just what your father wanted.
I told Lord Anieri that I'm not going to marry him.
I know what you told him. Fortunately, I was able to rectify the situation. The wedding will proceed.
Monaldo, could we talk about this another time?
Of course, Ortolano. Meanwhile, I'll be moving one of my guards into your home.
Why?
To watch over you all. Your front door opens right into the piazza.
We have Ioanni stationed there. He's been with us for a long time, and I don't want to...
You need better protection.
But I don't think...
With my brother no longer here, that is now my responsibility.
Yes, Monaldo.
Oh, hello, Rufino. Your father tells me you're soon off to the Crusades.
Well, not immediately.
Where is my dear brother?
Father's right over there.
Excuse me, Ortolana. I'll be right back.
Aunt Ortolana, I'm so sorry. Uncle Favarone was such a good man.
Thank you, Rufino. He often said you were his favorite nephew.
I loved him like a second father.
Now I must take Beatrice home. It's past her nap time. Do you girls want to come with us?
I'll come, Mama. Here, Beatrice, take my hand.
I'd like to stay a little longer, to speak with Cousin Rufino.
Of course. Come by and see us sometime soon, Rufino.
I will. Cousin Chiara, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Grazie, Rufino. How are you? Soon off to another crusade?
Oh, that's what my father wants. He's got my life all planned out. Even a marriage to Lady Vermilia. To Strengthen family alliances, of course.
Uncle Monaldo has my life arranged as well, with Lord Anieri. But that's not what I want.
You also yearn to make your own choices.
I do. But I don't know yet how that's going to happen. It doesn't matter what Uncle Monaldo says, Mama. I'm not going to marry Lord Anieri.
We're under his protection now, Chiara.
He's not my father. Papa wouldn't have forced me.
I understand how you feel, but I'm under Monaldo's authority now. I have very little to say about what happens.
Little to say about what, Ortolana?
Monaldo! I didn't know you were here.
I wanted to come by and make sure all is well with you. Hello, Chiara.
Ciao, Uncle Monaldo.
Ortolana, have you ordered that silk for Chiara's wedding dress?
No, I haven't.
Well, I think you should. Pietro di Bernardino told me he's leaving for Paris soon to pick out silk for his customers. Please let him know exactly what you need.
Yes, Monaldo.
It's so sad what has happened to his son, Francesco.
What do you mean?
Pietro managed to ransom Francesco from a Perugian war prison. But since he's been home, it's clear the poor boy has lost his mind.
Oh, dear.
He mumbles constantly about following the master instead of the man.
What does that mean?
Pietro doesn't know. He and his wife Pica are sick with worry. All the boy talks about is what God wants of him.
What God wants of him?
He's got some kind of religious mania.
I thought he was a big partygoer.
He was, but no more. Pietro wants Francesco to take over his silk business, but all he does is wander around the countryside talking crazy, or spending time with lepers.
Lepers?
A very dangerous practice, as everyone knows. Pietro took him to see Bishop Guido, but even he couldn't talk sense into the young man. It's all very sad, and an embarrassment for his mother and father.
Where are we going, Chiara?
You'll see, Caterina.
You're being very mysterious. Did you tell Mama where we're going?
I told her we were going for a walk. She said that's fine as long as we stay together and don't wander too far.
Even out into the country?
I'm sure she wouldn't mind. Isn't it beautiful out here?
It is, but... What's that noise? And... Oh! What's that smell?
See over there? Under those trees?
Lepers!
We must be near their lazzaretto. And it looks like someone's there giving them bread.
Who could that be?
I think I know.
What do you mean?
Let's walk over and see.
Leprosy is contagious. Besides the smell.
No, it's not pleasant. But I've brought along some bread too.
You did?
Just in case we found someone who could use it.
Chiara, I really don't want to go over there.
You can stay here and wait for me.
If Mama knew that we were around lepers...
She doesn't have to know. I'll be right back.
I will be returning with more food tomorrow.
Thank you for your generosity.
Oh, God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you too.
Oh, hello. Isn't this a beautiful day?
Yes, it is. You were feeding the lepers?
Just a few loaves of bread. They are always hungry.
You're not afraid of them?
I used to be. But then I realized that they are all just God's creatures. Like you and me.
I brought along some bread, too.
Wonderful. I'm sure they will appreciate it. My name is Francesco, by the way.
I'm Chiara.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Chiara.
I'm very pleased to meet you, too, Francesco.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 2, A Family Disgrace, to hear the next installment of Claire of Assisi. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.